Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette City Council debates parking ordinance changes. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The Gillette City Council took up proposed changes to the city's parking ordinances during its meeting Tuesday night. According to County 17, key proposals included higher fines for parking violations, new restrictions on parking trailers and RVs on city streets, and a scoff law list that could lead to towing vehicles with multiple unpaid parking tickets. Residents raised concerns about trailers clogging neighborhoods and complicating snow removal, while business owners worried that increased fines and restrictions could drive customers away from downtown. The council was divided on the changes. Some supported stricter fines and restrictions to improve parking availability, while others expressed concerns about their fairness and potential impact on small businesses and low-income residents. The council voted 4-1 to approve the changes on the first reading with several amendments. The council will revisit the issue at its December 17th meeting. Senator Lummis joins effort to reduce federal government waste. Wyoming Senator Cynthia Lummis is taking a stand against government inefficiency by joining the Delivering Outstanding Government Efficiency, or DOGE, caucus. Chaired by Senator Joni Ernst of Iowa, the group aims to curb wasteful spending and hold unelected federal officials accountable. According to a press release from Senator Lummis' office, she voiced sharp criticism of the Biden administration, stating, "For 4 years, the people of Wyoming have watched as the Biden-Harris administration has enabled unelected bureaucrats to become untouchable and unaccountable. On January 20th, 2025, that will come to a screeching halt." The DOGE caucus plans to target government waste, eliminate fraud and abuse, and restore transparency. Lummis said she looks forward to working with her colleagues and President Trump to reduce the size of what she called Biden's big government. The caucus will focus on empowering taxpayers and ensuring the federal government remains accountable to the American people. That's it for your Basin Radio Network News. I'm Terry Shalane.